Second scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. It's on page 108 in your pew Bible if you'd like to read along there. It's on the screen. Again, this one time, if you have it on your phone, you can get that out and read along there. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, in my Father's house. There are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. May the Lord bless to our understanding our reading of His most holy word. So, Simon and Schuster several years ago published a little book that was entitled Children's Prayers to God. And in that, one of the stories that was in that book, or one of the letters that was in that book, went something like this. Dear God, what happens when you die? No one will tell me. I don't want to do it. I just want to know. Sign, your friend Mike. There's an old country western song that has the lyrics, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And I guess that pretty much sums it all up. This morning I want to focus on just a little part of a conversation that Jesus had with his disciples just before he died. If you remember the story, on the Thursday night before Jesus was crucified on Friday, he got together with his disciples in an upper room, and they observed the Passover meal. And while they were around the table, Jesus instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Well, in John's Gospel, the Bible tells us that it was at that same meal that Jesus washed his disciples' feet. In fact, John goes into quite a bit more detail about some of the things Jesus said and did that night than the other gospel writers. And I want to focus on just a little part of what Jesus told his disciples. It's pretty short, but it contains the key on how to get to heaven. Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he told them that he was going away so that he could be with the Father in heaven. Jesus then made a promise that he was going to prepare a place for them and for us. And Jesus even gave us the roadmap on how to get to heaven. Step number one. Do not let your heart be troubled. Step number two, believe in God. Step number three, believe also in Jesus. That's what I want to focus on this morning. Before we go on, though, let's take a moment and pray together. Let us pray. Dear God Almighty, we thank you so much for this day, for the glory of the morning and the glory of our friends and families here gathered in this place, in the midst of your glory, in the presence and power of your Spirit, to hear what you would have to say to us today. Give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see. Give us a heart that can understand the glory that you have set before us. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Do not let your heart be troubled. That's step number one on the roadmap to heaven. Don't worry. In his famous Sermon on the Mount that's recorded in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Because your life is more than the food that you eat, and your body is more than the clothes that you wear. Jesus' point is that God loves us, and God will provide us with everything that we need as we let Him. Now, that doesn't mean that we just get to sit back and not do anything and just wait on God to do whatever it is we want God to do for us. Because Jesus went on to talk about birds of the air and flowers in the field. And if you know anything about nature, you know how hard birds and flowers work just to stay alive. Jesus' point is, we don't have to worry about it. In fact, the more you worry, the more you tie yourself up in knots, and you prevent God from giving you the things He needs to give you. And if you're trying to get to heaven, God has got to provide the way. That can't happen if all you're focused on are all your troubles. There's a guy named Benjamin Zander, who is the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra. He is also artistic director for music at a Boston High School for Performing Arts called Walnut Hill. Zander has discovered that the musicians he teaches are constantly comparing themselves to one another. Am I better than he is? Is she better than me? Surely I'm better than that guy over there. Zander says that whenever a musician comes out to perform, there are always two people there. There's the person sitting in the seat playing the instrument, but there's also the person standing behind them whispering into their ear, "You didn't practice enough. Do you know how many people play this piece better than you do? That tricky part, the one you missed last time, it's coming right up, and you're going to miss it again." It's the voice of worry. You know, I'm not good enough. I don't have enough. I haven't done enough. Zander says that to try to alleviate some of that, what he does is on the first day of class, he gives everybody in his classroom an A for the whole course. So on the first day of class, everybody gets an A. The only stipulation is that within the first 2 weeks of class, they have to write a letter dated the last day of class. And in that letter, they have to describe the person they have become in order to deserve that grade. Jesus came to tell you that God has given you an A. You don't have to worry. Because life is more than food. Life is more than clothes. Life is joy and fulfillment. It's freedom and peace. A lot of people make the mistaken assumption that in order to get to heaven, you have to die. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is right here, right now. I heard a preacher say one time, and I think he was correct when he said, if you have never been to heaven while you are alive, you cannot expect to get to heaven when you're dead. Do not let your heart be troubled, Jesus said. God will provide. Don't worry. You've got an A. There is a place for you in the realm of heaven. Believe in God. That's step number two on the roadmap to heaven. Put your trust in the sovereign power of God. Remember how Jesus talked about the greatest commandment in all the law? He said the first and great commandment is this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And a second commandment is just as important: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Julia read from the book of Exodus several minutes ago in worship, and she read about how God told the Hebrews that he had carried them out on wings like eagles as they walked out of slavery from Egypt. God has promised that he will constantly be with us and carry us through whatever it is we have to go through. Believe in God. Believe that God is always there. I was reading a story recently about this little boy who decided that he was going to go meet God. And he knew that it was a long trip to the place where God lived. So he packed this suitcase full of Twinkies and root beer. And he started out on his journey. He made it about 3 blocks. And he saw this old man sitting on a park bench staring at a bunch of pigeons. And so the boy sat down beside the old man, opened up his suitcase, and took out a root beer. He was just about to drink it when he noticed that this old man looked kind of hungry, so he offered him a Twinkie. And the old man graciously accepted it and gave the boy a smile. Well, the boy thought it was the most pleasant smile he'd ever seen in his life, and he wanted to see it again. So he offered the old man a root beer. And the man smiled at him again, and the boy was delighted. So they spent the whole afternoon eating Twinkies, drinking root beer, and smiling at each other. They never said a word. Well, the sun started to go down, and the boy knew it was time to go home, so he packed up his suitcase, and he got up to leave. He'd made it a couple of steps when he put suitcase down, turned around, and gave the man a great big hug. And the man gave him the biggest, brightest smile he'd ever seen. Well, when the little boy walked through the front door of his house, his mom noticed this just sheer joy radiating from her son's face. And she said, "What in the world did you do today that made you so happy?" And he said, "Mom, I had lunch with God, and he's got the brightest smile I have ever seen." Across town, the old man walked through the front door of his son's house. And the son was surprised by this joy that radiated from his father's face. And he said, "Dad, what in the world did you do that made you so happy today?" He said, "I spent the whole afternoon eating Twinkies and drinking root beer with God." He's a lot younger than I thought he was. God is everywhere, all around us. And all we have to do is open our eyes to notice the wonders that is God. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, Moses reminds us that God never fails us, will never forsake us. When we dedicate our lives to God, God provides for us more than we could ever ask or even imagine. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. That's a third step on the roadmap to heaven. In the very opening sentence of his gospel, John says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." And then in the second paragraph, he says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." In his letter to the Romans, the apostle Paul says, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. A lot of people believe that Jesus was a great teacher. And I believe that too. Jesus was a great teacher. A lot of people believe Jesus was a wise philosopher, and he was. A lot of people believe that Jesus was an awesome leader, a good communicator, a mighty worker of miracles. And Jesus was all those things, but Jesus is more than that. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Word made flesh. Jesus is God. There's an ancient confession of faith in the church. It was written many centuries ago. It's called the Nicene Creed. And in the Nicene Creed, it says that Jesus is very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father. So who do you believe Jesus is? There's a great old story about a man who went to see his daughter and grandson. And when he got to the house, daughter was in the kitchen finishing up supper. And so the man went into the living room and he saw his grandson down and playing in the pack and play. And so he reached over and was about to pick up his grandson when daughter just happened to come into the living room and she said, "Oh no, Johnny, you're in trouble. You're being punished. You're not allowed to get out of the pack and play." Well, granddad didn't know what to do. He wanted to play with his grandson, but he didn't want to go against his daughter's wishes. So when his daughter came back in the living room a few minutes later to tell them that supper was ready, there was grandpa down inside the pack and play with little Johnny. Into our fallen humanity, God has come. In the person of Jesus, the Lord God Almighty came into the midst of our brokenness, our hurt, our pain, our struggles, our worries, our disappointments to rescue us and bring us back. When you believe that, when you accept that reality as truth in your life, when you let it capture your imagination and become the basis of everything you think, everything you say, everything you do, you are saved. So how do you get to heaven? Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. Accept the gift God has given to you. Make it a part of your entire existence. Because you don't have to die to get to heaven. All you need to do is live. Live for the glory, honor, praise, and joy of the God who made you. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the way. You are the truth. You're the life. You've come to address all of the distortions that are all around us. You have come to dispel the darkness. You have come to give us life and to give it to us abundantly. Lord, today we give ourselves to you and we pray that you will help us accept the gift that you have offered. We ask in your precious name. Amen.